join us for fun. Pull up a kitchen chair. There's music in the making, and we hope to see you there. Gather round your radio, we can chat about our tunes as friends and neighbors get together to play a few old tunes. Local folk on the radio, it's time to listen in. Local folk on the radio, let the music you speak in.
Hey, we're in the living room today with Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society member John Seast. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you.
Hey, John, you've got quite a checkered background, and hopefully we're going to share some of that with our listeners. You, along many other of our members, have a professional career as an engineer.
That's right. I'm a structural engineer.
All right. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you've worked on in that capacity.
Structures.
Very good. John, you're all over it. One of the things I found fascinating was that your company has worked on the Crown Hill Waiting Station.
That's right. We did design some repair work there.
And, okay.
We also worked on the Gothic Chapel there.
All righty. And then this looks like this may have been a little dangerous. It looks like you worked at the Pendleton Reformatory.
No comment.
Oh, nothing that we can share. And then you got your degree for that from Purdue, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And then you went to IU for music?
That's right. I was there as a non-degree student.
Okay. And what did you study there?
I studied organ and music in general.
Okay. And then did this lead then to a musical career?
No, not really.
Pipe organs.
Well, actually, before I went to IU to study organ, I was a co-op student at Purdue University, and one session my assignment was in Clinton, Illinois, on a power plant there that was being built. And I lived with my mother's cousins who lived in Farmer City nearby. And they had a little pipe organ in their church, and I was fascinated by that and started taking lessons from the TV salesman in town who happened to have a degree in pipe organ.
All right.
And when I came back to Purdue, they had just put in a new pipe organ built by Goulding and Wood here in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And I started playing that organ. I practiced there. And I decided I would like to study organ at IU for at least a couple of semesters to sort of catch up. And so before I did that, after I finished Purdue and before I went to IU, I worked for Goulding and Wood here in Indianapolis.
Now, are they still here in Indianapolis?
Yes, they're around college and Massachusetts.
Okay. Well, you know, I think most people would think of organs as either being very church-oriented or elitist kind of instruments, but then you seem to have shifted, pardon me, into more of a folk idiom with the organ.
Well, I had always heard of the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society because they practice at the church that I am active at, Bethlehem Lutheran.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had an instrument to play with them. And I saw these field organs, which are reed organs like you used to see in your grandmother's house with the ornate wooden cases. Well, these are the same thing, but they're smaller and they fold up and they look like a big suitcase.
And what use would these organs have normally been used for?
Well, they used them. One of the biggest customers was actually the military in the Army. And you can see photos of them being used on ships and out in the field where they were having church services. And they would carry these organs with them and use them for music.
Okay.
And then a lot of them were used by missionaries also out in the field who would carry them around and use them in tent revival services or out in the jungle or wherever they could drag the things.
Wow. Well, with such a good description, why don't we hear a number on one of these? What are you going to play for us, and what kind of organ is it that you're going to play on?
The first organ is an A.L. White organ,
mm-hmm.
and that was built in Chicago, circa World War I, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it is 5 octaves, so it's the biggest one that I have. And I will play In the Sweet By and By on that organ.
All right, here's John Seast with In the Sweet By and By. Well, that was certainly a nice sound on that organ, John.
Thank you, Phil.
So I believe you're probably involved in a number of groups besides the Folk Music Society. Care to mention any of the other associations you're in?
Well, I'm active in the American Guild of Organists. We have an Indianapolis chapter here that is very active. And we have different programs that we do throughout the year. You may see some of our advertisements for concerts around town, mm-hmm. pipe organ concerts. And also we have a program where we go into schools. We have a program where we go into schools mm-hmm. and we present the pipe organ to the students. And it is a curriculum that studies the physics of the organs as well as the musical aspect. And we have a portable pipe organ that we actually take into the schools for that situation.
Something a little more immense than your carrying organs.
Yes, it's still portable, but barely.
Okay. I understand you're also involved in a dance organization.
Yes, we have a Scandinavian folk dance group here in town called Dans Norden.
Mm-hmm.
That's D-A-N-S, Norden. It means the Northern Dancers. Yes. All it right. means the Northern Dancers.
Okay. And do they meet anywhere? Can the public get involved in this?
We meet on Monday nights at 7 o'clock at the Athenaeum downtown, mm-hmm. except for the first Monday of the month. And we have a website called dansnorden.org. That's dansnorden.org.
All right, and you don't have to be Scandinavian to be a part of this group.
No, and in fact, we do some dances that aren't Scandinavian, but primarily we do Scandinavian folk dances. So we have a good time. We get together. Sometimes we eat beforehand, and then we dance.
Work it off, right?
Exactly.
All righty. Well, John, I'm interested in hearing another piece here, and I believe you brought out another one of the organs from your collection. Could you tell us about this one and the piece that you're going to play?
Yes, this is a billhorn organ from 1940. It's also a folding organ,
mm-hmm.
and it has a label on it. It has a label that says it was part of the U.S. Quartermaster Corps.
Wow.
And it's smaller than the white organ, mm-hmm. but it still puts out a good sound.
Okay, so and this is probably a little lighter to lug around.
Yes, it's the one I prefer.
Okay. What you going to play for us, John?
I'm going to play the Hop Waltz from Røros.
and would you do that in English?
and I don't know if I pronounced it correctly in the language it is from. I believe this is from Denmark. And I don't know Danish, but that's my best crack at the name.
Okay. Well, then John Seest on the much lighter and playable organ playing something Danish. John, that was equally invigorating and sounded very Scandinavian to me.
You could dance to it.
Yes, you could, Dick. I understand that you are starting, a lot of our listeners may participate in old-timey music sessions or Irish sessions, but I see that you're starting a Scandinavian folk session. Could you tell us something about that?
Yes, we plan to meet monthly and get a group together and that plays Scandinavian folk songs, and we can play along with the dancing so we can have live music.
Okay, and how would people who want to be involved in that, how would they get a hold of you?
They could contact me through the Dans Norden website.
Okay, So that's the best way to find out about that. And do you have a regular schedule yet when you're meeting, or is that?
Tentatively, we're looking at the first Friday of each month.
Okay. And again, a Scandinavian passport is not necessary.
No, not required.
Okay. Folks, we've been talking with and listening to John Seast, a member of the Central Indiana Folk Music Mountain Dulcimer Society. And you can see pictures of the organs that we've described on our website, www.indianafolkmusic.org. John, we have really enjoyed talking with you and listening to music, and great success to you and your Scandinavian folk group.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Welcome back, listeners. We're in the living room talking today with Dean Phelps, a noted Indiana guitarist. Dean, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Phil. It's good to be here.
Great. Dean, a lot of people, I'm sure, don't know you. I understand you've been playing for 40 years, which must mean you started when you were two or something. What kind of music have you been playing during that time?
I've been mainly playing acoustic guitar music. That's really been my focus. Learned the guitar, started from my dad. He was a guitarist. He was one of those people that never had any formal training, but if an instrument had frets, he could play it. I had his guitar one evening, just kind of banging on the strings, and I think just so that my banging would sound like something, he said, here, put this finger here and put this finger here. Now, that's a G chord.
Uh-huh.
And I've kind of been playing in G ever since.
Uh-huh. Now, have you taken any formal training yourself?
What I did for guitar, when Mom and Dad realized that I was showing an interest in it, there was a woman on public television that taught a 39-week course on folk guitar. And Mom and Dad got me the book that went along with it. I watched what she was doing. I did the practicing. And from that point on, I've learned by figuring out things on my own and by getting around people that could play things that I couldn't and learning what they did.
Yeah.
So it's kind of been self-taught.
Yeah.
I'm also classically trained. I was a music major at the University of Kentucky, although I didn't focus on guitar. I was a voice major there.
Discovered that you were the 2010... Thumb Pick Guitar Indiana State Picking Champion.
Yes.
And third place in the National Thumb Picking Contest in the Ozarks in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And it mentions this thumb picking, or actually I'm reading Travis style. And I mean, I know what thumb picking probably is, but what is Travis style? What's it named for? What makes it different than any other kind of style?
Thumb picking, or Travis style picking, it's named for Merle Travis.
Okay.
And it's a style that emerged really down in kind of western central Kentucky in some of those coal mining communities. Really emerged kind of around the turn of the 20th century. It's a style of playing where you're basically playing rhythm and lead at the same time. You use your thumb to play bass notes and chords, and then you're also using fingers to pick out melodies and little lead licks as well.
We're wondering, do you have any recordings? Can people go out and find your music?
They can. I have three CDs that I've released. Earliest was a gospel CD called Going Over Home.
Mm-hmm.
After I moved to Indianapolis, I released a CD called This Old House that is kind of a variety of influences. It kind of covers the country, rock, and blues, and gospel influences that I had. Forgive Us a Song, my most recent CD, we kind of got back to those singer-songwriter and acoustic roots, and that's the most recent. So you'll find songs on there like Paul Simon's Feeling Groovy, Bob Dylan's Oh Sister. So we kind of tipped a hat to those folks. That's the most recent. Those are all available at CD Baby on my website, deanphelpsmusic.com, and you can find me on iTunes as well.
Okay. So, in this new album, or the newest album, did you do any writing yourself?
I did. I describe myself as an occasional songwriter. I don't do a whole lot of original work, but there is one original piece on there called If You Come Up Empty. It's a song that was actually inspired by a conversation I had with my favorite cousin. And I've got 46 first cousins, so I think it's okay if I have a favorite.
Yeah,
but she
just
was,
don't mention them.
No, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of them live in Zionsville, so I'm probably safe.
Okay.
But she was having trouble with a 19-year-old daughter, as only mothers and 19-year-old daughters can have. And that was kind of the basis for that conversation, that, you know, even though somebody might choose the wrong paths, make bad decisions, that home is a place that you can come back to.
Oh, that's pretty nice. Nice sentiment there. Well, and you mentioned that that you're both doing the with the secular and other types of music. I understand you are a minister as well?
Yes, I am. I'm an ordained minister in the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. Mm-hmm. In addition to the music I play, I serve as a minister for the Christian Church in Indiana. So I work with about 180 congregations of the Disciples of Christ within the state.
All right. Well, hey, talking to you about all this music is getting me interested in your sound. So why don't we hear one of your compositions, okay?
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
This is a song that I wrote for a lady down in Nashville, Indiana. I met at the Taste of Brown County Festival. I was sitting playing on the porch of a cafe and looked across the way, and there was a lady going through the motions like she was playing a harmonica. And I caught a little glint of metal, realized that she really was. So I hollered back at her and said, hey, why don't you come up here and do that? She said, why? I said, because it would be fun. And she came up, we played a song together, and she was just a delightful lady, and I had to write her a song. So this is for Pauline.
With her old harmonica, she stood against the wall. Her silver head kept time as I would play. She took my invitation, she responded to the call. And as we shared an old refrain, I knew I had to say, play on, Pauline, there's music in the air. Play on, Pauline, a song can lift the load that you bear. Let's make a new memory, let's make people smile, because you have a song. Play on, Pauline. She knows the years are rolling, fog and mist into her mind. Familiar scenes will slowly fade from view. Someday friends and family might be strangers left behind, but for today each note she plays will ring out clear and true. From this valley they say you are going. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our pathway a while. Tune can weave its way into the fabric of your soul and stitch around the memories living there. A song's her chosen weapon, fending off the specter's toll. That ghost may claim tomorrow, but today won't have his share. Play on, Pauline, there's music in the air. Play on, Pauline, a song can lift the load that you bear. Hold on to the memories, hold on to the smiles, because you have a song. Play on, Pauline. Let's make a new memory, let's make people smile. You blessed me with a song. Play on, Pauline.
Hey, Dean, that was really good. Yeah, I could see why you you won these various awards.
Thanks.
So, where can people see you perform? A lot of people want to know where our guests are.
I play a variety of places in and around central Indiana. You'll catch me at some coffee shops. I'm fairly regular at the Mass Ave Wine Shop in downtown Indianapolis. You can catch me often at the Jeanette Mansion in Richmond. You can also see me playing with a group called The Champions.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. That's a group that it consists of me, Ted Yoder, who is a national champion hammer dulcimer player, mm-hmm. and Brian Keith Wallen, who is the Star Jeanette Blues Artist of the Year in Cincinnati. So we get together and play quite a bit. Best place to find out where I'm playing, though, is on my website. I've got the calendar posted there.
All right. Do you have anything in mind that you're going to be doing in the upcoming months?
I always look forward to festival season, especially getting down to Metamora. That's a little town on the White River Canal, or Whitewater River Canal, that really has taken an interest in folk and acoustic music. And I'll be down there for Strawberry Days in June, and then again for the Old Time Music Festival on Labor Day weekend.
I think that's run by our good friend Gail Ginther.
Sure is.
And some other folks down that way. Well, that's great. Well, I was hoping maybe you'd favor us with another tune.
Certainly, be glad to.
All right, here is Dean Phelps.
Yeah, I think I'd like to play a song that I played in both of the competitions that I entered. It's a standard for thumb pickers. Merle recorded it, of course, and I think everybody that's ever put a thumb pick on has done it. It's an old folk hymn called I'm a Pilgrim, and it kind of shows off what the style sounds like.
Live playing is absolutely great, but I'd certainly appreciate if you'd share maybe one off your new CD with us and go ahead and set it up.
This is a song off of the Give Us a Song CD that was released in 2008. It's a song that I wrote called If You Come Up Empty, and a song that I wrote for one of my cousins and her daughter.
As you leave leave, don't close the door, don't close the door behind you. Please don't draw the latch across your heart and turn away. You will find if you return someday a love that's waiting, a love that's waiting.
If I'm following Facebook correctly, I understand you also play with an outfit called Patchwork, good friends Rick Garrett and Holly Smith. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, Rick and Holly are just wonderful people, a delight to play with and just a delight to know. I met Rick early on after I moved to Indiana a few years ago. We formed a fairly fast friendship, discovered that we both played music. He met Holly and we started to get together. Whenever we get together, we kind of do shows sort of in the round, just pick a tune, and you just never know where they're going to go. One thing you can expect at a Dean Phelps Patchwork show is the unexpected.
That sounds truly enjoyable. I think your friend Rick is going to be heading out doing some USO tours.
Yes, he is. He's setting up a USO tour here in Indiana, and I'm honored that he invited me to play for the opening of that tour. They're going to kick that off at the Indiana War Memorial on April 18th, and I'll be privileged to play in the hall where we're going to focus on music of the 30s, 40s, and 50s, which, you know, I like music that's older than me, so that'll fit me just fine. And my friend Brian Keith Wallen will play in another hall and be playing more recent songs as well.
Great. Now, do you know, is that open to the public?
I'm actually not sure at this point if it's open to the public or if it's just for veterans and their families.
All right. Well, we'll pay attention to more information from Facebook and see if we can see you there.
Great. Thanks.